Hi, I'm Jake.
I'm Ofek.
And I'm Isaac. And this is episode 1 of Solving Methane. Every time a cow burps or passes gas, it produces methane. Each one of those little puffs of methane can have a big effect on climate change, with the methane staying in the atmosphere for about 10 years. Methane even gives off carbon dioxide when it's burned, which is another key component for global warming. If everybody bought less meat, the methane would drastically decrease, and the global warming would also decrease since we would need less meat and the people would breed less cows.
I have a question, Isaac.
Yeah?
So you said that methane could stay in the atmosphere for 10 years. Even if it was the size of a crumb, would it still be able to stay in the atmosphere for 10 years?
Yes, this gas can stay in the atmosphere for a long time.
Okay, good to know.
Okay, so now, if cows got fed a seaweed called Asparagopsis, they wouldn't give off methane into the atmosphere, and global warming would also decrease by a lot. Cows giving off methane is one of the biggest reasons why global warming is so big today, since they give off about 15% of all methane. Even though you may think that cows are the only animals that give off methane, and even though it is one of the most effective animals for releasing methane, all of the livestock animals give off methane. So like sheep, pigs, llamas, and even more animals. Each one of these animals emits about 350 liters of methane every single day. So if we stopped eating meat for just 1 or 2 days every week, we could make a huge difference in climate change.
I have a question.
Yeah?
Do different livestock animals give off different amounts of combustion of methane?
Yeah. So it varies off of all livestock because of how big they are. So it's about from 200 liters to about 500 liters, with cows being the most.